is to stand up and talk for my rights. I know what that is. See? And I don't care who the guy is. Because my right is my right.
Welcome to Ask the Lawyer with Brian Figueroa of the law firm of Figueroa & Associates for a legal consultation on issues such as immigration, personal injury, bankruptcy, divorce, family law, estate planning, wills and probate, deed transfers, civil rights, criminal defense, workers' compensation, and taxes, both individual and business. Call us at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845, or visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. This is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got the answers.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Domestic workers. Many of us from the Caribbean, Africa, Latin America, we come to America, and one of the main jobs that our women have is as domestic workers. And those domestic workers obviously do work within the home. And that work within the home is taking care of kids, it's cleaning, it's washing, it's cooking sometimes. Hey, they get to love our food. In fact, they want to stop eating their food. But domestic workers is one of the entry levels for a lot of people in America, immigrants to America. And those jobs, you cannot form a union. So several years ago, we worked with the Domestic Workers Union. And before that, we worked with that organization as an organization growing. And that work with them, the law firm of Figueroa & Associates, our publications, the Immigrants Journal, Caribbean American Weekly, Workers World Today, we work with them for the Domestic Workers Bill of Rights in New York State. And that Domestic Workers Bill of Rights is not a law. It's basically saying, you know, treat people fairly, give them a fair wage. Give them some time off because they'll need a life just like you. And what we really needed more so is obviously, and which we have, is sample contract that a domestic worker could have with their employer, whether you're documented or you're undocumented. Just like workers' compensation law, whether you're documented or undocumented, if you're injured on the job, you do qualify for workers' compensation. So we have sample contracts that will help you negotiate a good wage with your employer, and that's normally obviously the mother of the child or the father of the child or both, or the grandmother of the child or the grandfather, you know, in those type of environments. But you as a person coming from any country in the world, doesn't matter language, obviously, those contracts will be in English. We know how to protect you. And the best way to protect you is with a contract. And you should negotiate. You negotiate your time off, you know, for your vacation or sick days. You negotiate your hourly rate. You have to negotiate. And because you're undocumented or documented and you're just scared, doesn't mean that you cannot negotiate. We also represent people for employment discrimination. And if you are discriminated on that situation, working with these people, with that contract, you're still protected by discrimination law. So whether it be workers' compensation law that you might be undocumented or discrimination law where you may be undocumented, you still have legal rights in New York State and in this United States of America. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. So you nannies, domestic workers, single worker with another, obviously, the only employer with that lady, that gentleman, that family, you need our help. We will help you with your contracts. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share for the law firm of Figueroa & Associates is, and Ask the Lawyer is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. The website for the law firm Figueroa & Associates is www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You are a domestic worker, you're a nanny, give us a call for a consultation now. Peace.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions, we've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.
For kids, the world is one big adventure. To keep them healthy and safe no matter where they go, we recommend having them vaccinated against COVID-19. Vaccines save lives, and they are the best defense against the virus. And now, vaccines are available for children under the age of 5. Talk to your pediatrician about the best vaccine for your little adventurer.
Does the thought of bankruptcy keep you up at night? The fear of losing your home, the harassing calls from creditors, your wages being garnished. How will you survive? What will you do? The law firm of Figueroa & Associates will protect you. Figueroa & Associates is one of the most sophisticated consumer bankruptcy law firms in the country, and they will fight to protect your rights. Have the peace of mind knowing that your case is being handled by experienced consumer bankruptcy attorneys. Don't let the bank take your home. There is a way out. Call the law firm of Figueroa & Associates today for a free consultation. 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. The law firm of Figueroa & Associates will explain all your options and help you decide the best course of action. Schedule your free consultation today. 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com and put those sleepless nights to bed.
Hi, my name is Brian Anthony Figueroa, and you are listening to Ask the Lawyer with my father, Brian Figueroa.
COVID-19 is still here. We can take steps to protect ourselves during our daily activities. Wear a mask indoors or if you feel sick. Get vaccinated and boosted. Get tested if you have symptoms or were exposed. Get evaluated for treatment by a doctor if you have COVID-19. We can do this, New York. For more information, visit nyc.gov/health/coronavirus.
Estate planning is a necessity, not a luxury. Let the law firm of Figueroa & Associates help you protect your legacy, assets, and loved ones. Get estate planning consultation on wills, living trusts and probate, power of attorney, health proxy, deed transfers, providing for special needs, disabled children and grandchildren, minimizing federal and state taxes. Call us right now at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. 8845 or schedule an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us.
Divorce, separation, support, custody. The common factor may keep you up at night. Sleep well knowing that you have the law firm of Figaro & Associates on your side through this difficult time. Don't divorce your money. Don't divorce your children. Divorce your spouse. Whether it's a contested or uncontested divorce, the law firm of Figaro & Associates will guide you through every step of the process. From child custody to property and debt concerns, the law firm of Figaro & Associates has the experience and expertise in handling cases involving significant assets and complicated issues. A divorce can be one of the most unpleasant experiences a person ever has to go through. Don't do it alone. Stop the sleepless nights and call the law firm of Figaro & Associates, 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311divorce.com. That's 311divorce.com. At the law firm of Figaro & Associates, a divorce is not the end, it's a new beginning.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figaro of the law firm Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. Hey, the Supreme Court overturned abortion rights. The Supreme Court is going to come for us with gay marriages. The Supreme Court is going to come for us with mixed marriage. Well, the Biden administration, the Congress that we have now that are Democratic, they have a proposal already. Let's legalize gay marriages and not depend on Supreme Court decisions. And also, mixed marriage, mixed race marriages, you know, like black, white, like Clarence Thomas and his white wife. My name is Brian Figaro of Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to share, the number to keep is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Hey, you people are calling me and talking about God. You people are sending me emails talking about God when you listen to this show. Well, the best way to honor God is the number to share, the number to keep. 855-768-8845. Share that number and you do God's work. 855-768-8845. What laws would I like to see passed on behalf of immigrants? Hey, it's simple. Presidente Fox, Mexico, decades ago said, why you Americans allow 245I to expire? 245I, a special law where you pay the government $1,000 penalty, expired April 30, 2001. It gave $1,000 per immigrant to legalize here. What did the U.S. government do? They say, well, look, from now on, April 30, 2001, we are love government. The only way you get a green card is if you're married a U.S. citizen or you have a child 21 years or older petitioning for you that sponsors you, or a child 21 years petitioning for their parents. It meant like job petitions, whether it be domestic workers, whether it be workers in government, whether it be workers in the private industry, those people could never get a green card in America if they had overstayed their time or they came to the U.S. without inspection. Why did they stop it? On Christian behavior by the U.S. government under President Clinton and President Bush. The closer they say they are to God, the further they are in reality by the laws that they pass that are not kind to immigrants. And if you read your Bible properly, God did say, be kind to immigrants. And anyone who doesn't believe what I said, do not communicate with me because you cannot read your Bible properly. I am not your pastor. I'm not your rabbi. I'm not your whatever. Do some research. So instead of spending useless time on a, I don't know, dating site, educate yourself. Again, my name is Brian Figaro of the law firm Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. KKK Russian Trump said, oh, there's about 15, 20 million undocumented people in America. Well, KKK Russian Trump, who tried to take over the U.S. government illegally with a coup on January 6th. Okay, let's say you're right. If we had 245i and it was 15 million, times that $1,000, it could be $15 billion in revenue for the U.S. government. Some people say take it to 2,000. That would be $30 billion tax revenue for the government. Well, for the immigration, USCIS, so that they could have better, what? Protection for us at the border. What if it was 3,000? That's $45 billion. Give these undocumented people a path to legalization and the reinstatement of 245i, like Presidente Fox suggested, and which we have intellectually discussed on this show for decades, needs to be reinstated. In fact, the same year that we had September 11th, 2001, when they bombed the Trade Center, the INS, as they were called at the time, Immigration Naturalization Services, said that because they stopped 245i that same year in April 30th, 2001, immigration was losing $300 million a year in security money that they use for security at the border. Sometimes we spit in the sky and it comes back in our face. God recognizes evil. How does he fight evil? As a warrior? God is a warrior. He's the best warrior. Brian Figueroa, the law firm of Figueroa & Associates, I am a warrior. I fight for my client. You guys run to the white man, the white woman, come to my office and say, save me. And then I don't turn my back on you. But what I would appreciate that you remember is that charity begins at home. We practice immigration law, bankruptcy law, wills, trusts and estate planning, immigration, deportation issues. Yeah, we want to keep you here. You know why? Because America needs smart people and good business people. If you look at Flatbush Avenue, White Plains Road, Utica Avenue, Jamaica Avenue, Hillside Avenue, you'll see striving Caribbean Latino business. Why? Because we work hard and we are entrepreneurs. So we don't take from America, we give to America. 40% of Fortune 1000 companies, that means 400 of the 1,000 top companies in America were founded by naturalized citizens, i.e. people who were not born in America. And we will continue to contribute both with small businesses and larger businesses. Why? Because the educational system in this country sucks. In New York City, for example, we have the most segregated school system in the country. Yes, I am well qualified to help you with my law degree that I attained in 2.5 years, my master's in economics, my degree in accounting, 12 more credits for a degree in computer science, a certificate in banking. Do you think I use loose words when I'm saying I'm ready to represent you? 25 years my law practice has existed, the law firm of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. Give us a call. The number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Visit our website, the law firm of Figueroa & Associates at Ask the Lawyer, www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. Call your congressman, call your State Senator Gillibrand Schumer, tell them, it's simple, reinstate 245i. Congresswoman Clark, Jeffries, Nydia Velasquez, Ocasio, the socialist, yeah, reinstate 245i. Go on a hunger strike. All of you guys in the Senate, Senator Schumer, Senator Gillibrand, Hakeem Jeffries, Yvette Clark, all of you guys, go sit next to the Lincoln Memorial and go on a hunger strike. Don't eat food for a week. Just drink water. Make a statement to the nation that 245i needs to be reinstated. that we need immigration reform. We need immigration reform just like the right to abortion, the right to a gay marriage, the right to a mixed marriage. And I could go on and on and on. There are also laws where employment law is concerned, civil rights laws that have not been addressed. And get rid of the filibuster and put, yeah, let's get about 10 more Supreme Court justices. No, odd numbers. Yeah, 10 more. We'll have 19. And start putting some Supreme Court justices that are not Catholics. We have too many of them. Of 9 Supreme Court justices, 6 are Catholics. Their emphasis is more what the Catholic Church believes than what the American people believe. Peace.
Every day, thousands of people in New York State are injured in accidents. Many of them in automobile, bicycle, motorcycle, bus, cab, train, or pedestrian accidents. Most of them occur when drivers are texting while driving. Figaro and Associates can help you perfectly to get all your medical expenses reimbursed. In addition, we can advise you and take your case when you have experienced a dog bite, medical malpractice, slip and falls on the streets or in any public or private establishment in the state of New York. You can get your life back to the way it was. Call now, 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Or visit us at 311personalinjury.com. Again, 311personalinjury.com. Get the right legal team that understands you in this hard situation.
Hey, New York, this is Mayor Eric Adams. Knowing your COVID-19 status means you can confidently enjoy everything New York has to offer. And now you can pick up a free COVID-19 at-home test at locations all over the city. No insurance or ID needed. Pick up, test, enjoy. To find your nearest location, call 311 or visit nyc.gov/COVID test.
Hi, my name is Brian Anthony Figueroa, and you are listening to Ask the Lawyer with my father, Brian Figueroa.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. Hey, there's a lot of debt that we have accumulated during the pandemic, after the pandemic. The stock market now is a bear market. Shares are going down, then going up, then down again. So people are speculating based on what? Hey, who makes a bad mistake, I'll benefit from it. But most of us are not involved in the stock market unless we have a pension plan and we have professionals, quote unquote, that is managing our monies or 401k plans, etc. Then there's inflation. Inflation means prices are going up. Prices are going up because demand and supply. There's not enough supply. Prices are going up because of the war in Ukraine. Prices are going up because the gas stations, Exxon and others who own oil companies, is increasing the prices. They are not following demand and supply, but they are price gouging, meaning they are taking advantage of us. And nobody could save us, not even the President of the United States, President Biden. The only person who could save us is ourselves. So how do we get out of this rut? What happens when we accumulate debt? When do we deal with this issue? Should we file debt consolidation? A debt consolidation is where you put all your debt into one pool and you pay a month. It never ends. And then you complain that, hey, the debt is not going down. It's like a Chapter 13 bankruptcy, where you consolidate your debt and then you pay it back. In fact, the New York Times has an article that say that white lawyers tell black people and brown people to do a Chapter 13 bankruptcy rather than a Chapter 7. And I just said a Chapter 13 is like a debt consolidation, and all of you old guys are doing debt consolidations. And if you listen to some of the best, quote-unquote, black radio stations, they have a lot of advertisements that say, consolidate your debt, consolidate your debt, consolidate your debt. And the answer is no, do not consolidate your debt, please. Do not do a Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You only do it if you have to. No attorney in their right mind that understand debt, that understand the bankruptcy laws, suggest to you or recommend to you a Chapter 13 bankruptcy. They should tell you about the legal options, the benefits and lack of benefits, and you make that decision, but they shouldn't be making decisions for you. Because these lawyers and others, they give you advice so that they could make the most legal fees, unfortunately, especially when they don't look like you. And if you don't understand that, then it means that you don't understand Black history, and you don't even understand the concept of Juneteenth, where we quote-unquote celebrate our emancipation, because we haven't been emancipated yet. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. So, you are in debt, give me a call. The number to call, as I said, the number to keep, as I said, the number to share, I have said, where you want to talk about your debt and the pain that all this debt brings on to you and how do you plan your future, we at Figueroa & Associates could deal with those issues. My background is in accounting, economics, law, banking. It doesn't get any better. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share for that consultation on your debt issues is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Visit our website, Figueroa & Associates, the law firm, at Ask the Lawyer, www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. Thank you.
Does the thought of bankruptcy keep you up at night? The fear of losing your home, the harassing calls from creditors, your wages being garnished. How will you survive? What will you do? The law firm of Figueroa & Associates will protect you. Figueroa & Associates is one of the most sophisticated consumer bankruptcy law firms in the country, and they will fight to protect your rights. Have the peace of mind knowing that your case is being handled by experienced consumer bankruptcy attorneys. Don't let the bank take your home. There is a way out. Call the law firm of Figueroa & Associates today for a consultation. 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. The law firm of Figueroa & Associates will explain all your options and help you decide the best course of action. Schedule your free consultation today. 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com and put those sleepless nights to bed.
Hey, New York, this is Mayor Eric Adams. Knowing your COVID-19 status means you can confidently enjoy everything New York has to offer. And now you can pick up a free COVID-19 at-home test at locations all over the city. No insurance or ID needed. Pick up, test, enjoy. To find your nearest location, call 311 or visit nyc.gov/COVID-test.
When should you seek a workers' compensation attorney in New York? Most people seek an attorney when their claims are denied or they're receiving improper treatment for their injury. There are other reasons why you should speak to an attorney today, and I'll name a few. You should seek a workers' compensation attorney when your injury happened at work, but a third-party vendor, rather than your employer, is responsible. You should also speak to an attorney if a defective product caused your injury, making you potentially eligible to file a claim for product liability against its manufacturer. You should also speak to an attorney if you're the victim of toxic exposure, such as asbestos. You should also speak to an attorney if your employer knowingly violated the law and required employees to work in unsafe conditions. And you should speak to an attorney if you work for a very small employer who doesn't carry workers' compensation insurance. For a case evaluation, call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Remember, the lawyer you hire does make the difference.
Divorce, separation, support, custody. The common factor? They keep you up at night. Sleep well knowing that you have the law firm of Figaro & Associates on your side through this difficult time. Don't divorce your money. Don't divorce your children. Divorce your spouse. Whether it's a contested or uncontested divorce, the law firm of Figaro & Associates will guide you through every step of the process. From child custody to property and debt concerns, the law firm of Figaro & Associates has the experience and expertise in handling cases involving significant assets and complicated issues. A divorce can be one of the most unpleasant experiences a person ever has to go through. Don't do it alone. Stop the sleepless nights and call the law firm of Figaro & Associates. 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311divorce.com. That's 311divorce.com. At the law firm of Figaro & Associates, a divorce is not the end, it's a new beginning.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ashwin Vasan, the city's health commissioner.
And I'm Dr. Torian Easterlin, first deputy commissioner and chief equity officer at the health department.
We're both doctors and fathers of young children. And when it comes to our children's health, let's keep them safe from COVID-19 so they can keep being kids.
Vaccination is the best defense against COVID-19 and saves lives. And now vaccines are available for children under 5 years of age. Talk to your pediatrician about the best vaccine for your child.
For more information about vaccines, visit nyc.gov/COVID-vaccine or call 212-COVID-19.
Hi, my name is Brian Anthony Figaro, and you are listening to Ask the Lawyer with my father, Brian Figaro.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figaro of the law firm Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Wow, it was a long wait. We in 2022. The last mayor, a black man, was Mayor David Dinkins, and I loved him. Now, our next black mayor, a million years after, is Mayor Eric Adams, a black man. One of the big issues in New York City has always been civil rights. Why? Because under the Giuliani administration, under the Bloomberg administration, and even under the de Blasio administration, we still suffered from police misconduct. Stop and frisk. Driving while black or Latino. Yeah. They stop and frisk you on the street. They unlawfully detain you. If you're not arrested, then you could leave. But if you leave, you might get a beat down. So what are your rights? And should you speak with law enforcement? The NYPD, obviously, we in New York City. So Central Park jogger, hey, turned out to be some guy in prison that raped a lady. This is not the Central Park 5, it's the Central Park 6. Latino brother recently admonished. So, if you have children like myself, hey, you are concerned that because your child is black or brown, they're going to be unlawfully detained. They may be coerced, tricked into a confession to something that they didn't do. Because maybe they just want to go home and play video games and watch TV. So young people don't understand the consequences of their actions, and the NYPD knows this. And some people will confess to a crime that they didn't commit, or they shouldn't talk about if they did commit, and will they read, obviously, the Miranda rights. But even in those situations, we have problems. We have always said at the law firm of Figaro & Associates to our clients, you have the right to remain silent. Just shut your mouth. Who's your lawyer? Figaro. Figaro & Associates. Okay, so wait. Get your family to retain the law firm. Go through the system. Say nothing. Please, say nothing. You have the right to remain silent. So we have a black mayor. We had a mayor before, a white one with, you know, had black children. That's cool. But regardless, they are the mayor of New York City, and they have to protect the people. So some people think the mayor, Eric Adams, doesn't like bail reform. Or they think that he just wants to arrest people, put them through the system, just like Bloomberg and others, and Giuliani. Are they right? Well, we have to look at the statistics, and the statistics do not look good. So we cannot fall to sleep. We have to understand our rights. We have to file lawsuits against the New York City. And the best method to get respect in America, in New York City, in New York State, is to send the government bankrupt. Because money talks. When your rights are violated, you should be paid. And if the government have to keep paying out money, then they might change their behavior. Then they would not stop and frisk because you're black or brown. Stop and frisk because you belong to a particular neighborhood. Stop and frisk because you don't belong in a particular neighborhood. Again, my name is Brian Figaro of the law firm Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Our website for the law firm of Figaro & Associates, www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. So, during the Bloomberg administration, just before de Blasio, they said between Giuliani and Bloomberg, during that time, 1 million people in New York City were stopped and frisked. And 900,000, 90% of them, should not have been stopped and frisked. And as long as you were black or brown, you were stopped and frisked. And you, the parents out there of black and brown people, you know, because you experience it, you live it, that in New York City, you are not an asset, you are a liability. Mayor Eric Adams, New York City Public Schools is the most segregated public school system in the country. Do something. Start educating our black and brown people and give them opportunities. Now that we have Mr. Banks in charge of education, a black man, will he make a difference? No one has done so before, i.e. made a difference for our kids. Don't stop and frisk them. Educate them. Give them an opportunity so that they could have decent jobs. Not only academically, but also in plumbing, carpentry. Hey, electricians, plumbers, the trades. Give our kids an opportunity and desegregate New York City public school. It is the best solution that we could have rather than illegally stopping and frisk them. Again, my name is Brian Figaro of the law firm Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. We are already getting calls. People are calling and saying, Mr. Figaro, you're the man. We're going to work with you. We want justice for our children. Peace.
Every day, thousands of people in New York State are injured in accidents. Many of them in automobile, bicycle, motorcycle, bus, cab, train, or pedestrian accidents. Most of them occur when drivers are texting while driving. Figaro & Associates can help you perfectly to get all your medical expenses reimbursed. In addition, we can advise you and take your case when you have experienced a dog bite, medical malpractice, slip and falls on the streets or in any public or private establishment in the state of New York. You can get your life back to the way it was. Call now, 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Or visit us at 311personalinjury.com. Again, 311personalinjury.com. Get the right legal team that understands you in this hard situation.
COVID-19 is still here. We can take steps to protect ourselves during our daily activities. Wear a mask indoors, or if you feel sick. Get vaccinated and boosted. Get tested if you have symptoms or were exposed. Get evaluated for treatment by a doctor if you have COVID-19. We can do this, New York. For more information, visit nyc.gov/health/coronavirus.
Are you a landlord with a tenant from hell? Are you a tenant with a slump landlord? You have rights. Don't take matters in your own hands. Let us handle matters for you legally. Call the law firm of Figaro and Associates today for a consultation. Call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Remember, the lawyer you hire does make a difference.
This segment is brought to you courtesy of Caribbean American Weekly, a newspaper owned and operated by Caribbean Americans. Read the latest edition at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To like us on Facebook, to advertise or to subscribe, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To advertise with the Caribbean American Weekly publication, for freelance assignments, to distribute at your business place, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. Or to meet a marketing representative at our office, call 718-771-0988. That's 718-771-0988. A very warm welcome to everyone. We are joined by a very special guest, Mr. Christopher Benjamin, who is the Community Relations Officer for the Consulate General of Jamaica in New York. Welcome. So good to have you back here again. It's been a long, long time.
Thank you, Ms. Phillips. It's a pleasure being here. As usual, you know, in my former role, I enjoy coming and sitting with you. So I'm really happy to be here again with you in this new role.
Good. So tell us a little bit about that new role that you have now.
Right. So I assumed the role of Community Relations Officer earlier this year, and the Community Relations Officer is the person who is basically the liaison between the community, as in our Jamaican diaspora, and the consulate, but also we seek to build relationships with friends of Jamaica in various spheres of operation.
So this is a very exciting year for Jamaica. Jamaica at 60. Actually, you are in the studio on the anniversary celebration. So happy independence anniversary to you and all Jamaicans. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm an honorary Jamaican. So it's my independence as well.
Yes, of course. And thank you for that. Independence for us is a very important thing. It's one of the few times in the year when our people really get together and celebrate. If we look forward to any other time of year, is our independence. And especially since this year is our 68th year, it's something that is special. People have been looking forward to this time. I know it is happening at a time, you know, during the pandemic, and so things might be a little bit more subdued. But at the same time, we had to take an opportunity and take a moment to celebrate, because we have to give thanks. There's so much that we have to give thanks for in terms of what has happened over the last 2 years, but more so what has happened over the last 60 years as a nation that Jamaica is.
And let me tell you, Mr. Benjamin, the Jamaican spirit can never be subdued.
Oh, definitely not. Definitely not. And I mean, I was just across the road as we celebrated our flag raising today. And, you know, one of the things that excited people was the fact about how we do everywhere we are. So right now, the Commonwealth Games are happening in Birmingham, and the World Under 20 Championships for Athletics is also happening in Cali in Colombia. And our athletes are doing well. And We, the people on the plaza at the Brooklyn Borough Hall, were almost as excited as if they were in the stands, because that's just how we are. When we do well everywhere, we cheer each other on, and we have to let the world know that we are here and Jamaicans are in the house.
Okay, so talking about Jamaicans in the house, I know that you have lots of activities planned. Some have happened already, mm-hmm. some are coming up, so let's talk about that.
Yeah, so for this very specific period surrounding the independence, this is here in August, we'll, as I just mentioned, we just did our flag raising here at the Brooklyn Borough Hall, and Sunday evening the 7th we did our Independence Church service at the Bronx Bethany Church, and then we also were celebrating another flag raising ceremony on Monday at the Queens Borough Hall, because the Queens Borough president is a Jamaican by descent as well. And so, you know, it was only right that we went and celebrated with the folks and the borough president in Queens. And then coming up on the 20th is our big Jamaica Independence Diamond Jubilee Gala, which will take place at the Marriott Marquis Hotel in Times Square.
So how can persons get tickets to that gala?
Yes, so the easiest way is to go to the website jamaica60.org. That's jamaica60.org. Or you may call 888-817-9050. That's 888-817-9050. And during the hours, office hours, that's from 9 to 4 p.m. And sometimes after 4 o'clock, somebody will be there to answer the phone as well. But that for sure, between 9 and 4, somebody will be there to answer. And we can assist you in getting your tickets or tables and otherwise, yes.
So, Mr. Benjamin, what is your message to the Jamaican diaspora in the spirit of independence?
Right. Well, for this year's Diamond Jubilee, the government decided on the theme, Reigniting a Nation for Greatness. And there have been many different interpretations of that theme. But basically, what we're saying is that as a proud people, regardless of whether or not you're in Jamaica on the island or you are here in the diaspora, it is time for us to reflect. Look at the roots that have been planted. A tree sheds its leaf every year, but it never dies. Mm-hmm. And so just look at the change. Look at what comes when spring comes around and say, this is new and this is what we're looking at. Let us treat this as the spring of our time, and that we are now looking to new branches, new leaves, so that we can push the island of Jamaica even further. And why am I saying this to the folks who are living here in the diaspora? Because persons who live in the diaspora make yeoman contributions to their homeland. And it's not only by sending remittances, which is what most people think, but they also give service. They go back each year. One of the programs, the legacy projects that we're doing this year, is something called Project Code Care, which is we're really trying to get some nurses and doctors to go back and help to reduce the level of the backlog of surgeries that, you know, went up because of the pandemic. And you know, when we started rolling out, we started realizing even more and more that, you know, persons have been going back and giving back service through their medical missions over this year. And this is now something that is exciting them, because now it is something that is organized by the government. They are not now just going on their own. When they go to Jamaica, they know exactly what they're doing and where they're going to be. So these are some of the things that we want persons to understand, that we are in a new time. We are in a new era. Let us now shake off what is old and try and bring on some new leaves. Put on the new clothes. And as you see,
sharp blazer going on there.
Yes, you know, like the bright, sharp blazer I'm wearing today, because we want persons to know that, look, change happens, but we have to do what is right for us and right for the country, because that's the only way that we can move forward. Jamaicans have always worked hard, always contributed to wherever they are in the world. The reason why we're here in Brooklyn today, because one of the largest populations of Jamaicans lives in Brooklyn, right? And so wherever we go, we plant our roots and we plant them firmly. But we don't only just come in and sit back and say, oh, let the world go by. We contribute to the society. And so this is what we are asking in Reigniting a Nation for Greatness. You are part of the nation, whether or not you live in Jamaica or you live outside, what we're saying, let us now push forward, because as you do better, the people on the island will do better.
All right. So thank you so much, Mr. Benjamin. One love. Blessings to you, the island of Jamaica and the diaspora. And please do not take such a long time to be back again.
I thank you so very much. I'm going to try and make it a very regular section. So if you would like, set up a special corner for me, I'll make sure that we come down regularly so we don't have to wait until 2 years.
Done already. Done. Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And thank you.
This segment was brought to you courtesy of Caribbean American Weekly, a newspaper owned and operated by Caribbean Americans. Read the latest edition at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To like us on Facebook, to advertise or to subscribe, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To advertise with the Caribbean American Weekly publication, for freelance assignments to distribute at your business place, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. Or to meet a marketing representative at our office, call 718-771-0988. That's 718-771-0988.
Do you need to do a deed transfer? Figaro & Associates would be happy to help. We would be glad to assist you with adding a spouse, family member, or partner to a deed, removing an individual from a deed, and transferring a deed from an individual to a corporation, LLC, or trust. We would also assist you with advice on whether a deed transfer would violate the terms of your mortgage, advice on the best way to take title, whether it's tenants in common, joint tenancy, or rights of survivorship. We would also advise you on the best type of deed to use. For a consultation, call the law firm of Figaro & Associates at 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845.
For kids, the world is one big adventure. To keep them healthy and safe no matter where they go, we recommend having them vaccinated against COVID-19. Vaccines save lives, and they are the best defense against the virus. And now, vaccines are available for children under the age of 5. Talk to your pediatrician about the best vaccine for your little adventurer.
Estate planning is a necessity, not a luxury. Let the law firm of Figaro & Associates help you protect your legacy, assets, and loved ones. Get estate planning consultation on wills, living trusts and probate, power of attorney, health proxy, deed transfers, providing for special needs, disabled children and grandchildren, minimizing federal and state taxes. Call us right now at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or schedule an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us.
The paralegal profession is one of the fastest growing professions in the United States. The Chamber Certificate Program gets you on the path to success. If you want to become a paralegal or are a paralegal and want to upgrade your skills, this program is for you. Or perhaps you want to be an advocate, community leader, or just know your rights. Invest in your future, personal and professional development. The program costs only $550 for the year. For more information, visit www.freeparalegal.org. That's www.freeparalegal.org. Get yourself on the path to success today.
Hello, my name is Michael Walks, and I'm a student of the Chamber's Paralegal Certificate Program. And here's why you should be one as well. They are trusted professionals and have proven results over 20 years of experience. And the practice areas are included but not limited to civil rights, personal injury, workers' compensation, social security, disability, immigration, matrimonial, and a variety of other areas, which you will obtain a quality education as well as I am right now. So for more information, please go to www.freeparalegal.org. That's www.freeparalegal.org or call 718-722-9217. That's 718-722-9217.
And this is where we come towards the end of our show. We want to thank you so much for joining us. Remember, this is your opportunity for a consultation on absolutely any legal issue or concern that you may have. The number to call, the number to share, and the number to keep is 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or you can visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. Call us on issues such as personal injury, accidents, medical malpractice, divorce, separation, child custody, child support, wills and probate, estate planning, elder law, real estate, bankruptcy, corporate, business law, immigration, civil rights, criminal defense, taxes, both individual and business, and workers' compensation. The number once again is 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845, or visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. This is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions. We've got the answers. Be happy, be safe, be well. It's summer and it's a wonderful time to be grateful. And in the words of Henry Ward Beecher, gratitude is the fairest blossom which springs from the soul. Be happy, be safe, be well.
Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free us.